Greetings, Wargamers. We're your hosts, Trevor,
Jay,
Josh,
and this is
Shitting an Attack.
Attack is sponsored by Discount Games Incorporated. Discount Games Incorporated specializes in customer service, low prices, and prompt shipping. You can find our web store at www.discountgamesinc.com.
Welcome to Chain Attack. I'm your host, Trevor, and I am a galactic strip miner. I have basically mined everything out of Mass Effect 2. Every planet. They're all stripped to the core.
Mass Effect 2, huh? Isn't there like a remastered version that's just about to come out? I guess I don't know when.
I don't know when either. So I never played the Mass Effect series originally, but everyone said this is something you need to play, and I've been going to school for a long time at this point, and just other things going on in my life. So a couple of years ago, I picked up Mass Effect 1 and 2 and started Mass Effect 1, but I turned the difficulty way down just to get through everything really quickly, just see the scenes. And also the combat was really, really wonky in Mass Effect 1. Not particularly fun, honestly. They improved most of that in Mass Effect 2, but it is significantly different. But anyway, I'm almost done with Mass Effect 2, but I have my completionist in me basically requires that I go to every single location in the galaxy and make sure that it is completely depleted of all materials before I move on to the next location and continue. I'm not saving the galaxy. I'm a strip miner. Like, I have so many resources.
The fact that the Reavers might have gotten stopped because it would have interfered with your mining operations is really all that happened, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, listen, collectors, who are the problem in Mass Effect 2, I'm like, you can't take over the universe. It's mine. I have a mining operation to defend.
Well, I'm Josh, and I've advanced to the stage of video game skill levels that I just install the new games on Steam and then fall asleep. I'm sorry, Hades on Steam. I'm coming for you.
Is when you're doing it on Steam, is it a lot like being a virgin again, Josh, and playing for the very first time?
No, because it has the only reason I was willing to do it
is
on
it
Steam
cross-platform?
It has cross-platform saves.
I mean,
let's face it. Hades is the first game it's the game that's made me the most like Trevor of any game in probably a decade. Because I want to complete all the stuff. Like,
right. You too will strip mine the underworld.
I can. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Jay. And I don't have the attention span, I guess, to suck the marrow out of games like my friends at this point, I guess.
Well, to be fair, it has taken me a long time to get. I've been playing Mass Effect 2 for, what is it, a year and a half?
Oh,
before I started my master's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. While I was doing my master's, anytime I would have a break, like Christmas break, I would play it pretty religiously for a while, and then I'd have to put it away, and then old man syndrome would come along, and I'd be like, I don't know where I'm at, and I'd have to go back in and figure it out. But I'm pushing really hard to finish this time. I'm going to be done with the next couple of days.
I believe in you. I love it. I want to make a quick shout out to...
I'm Jay, by the way. Thanks, Josh.
Oh, I thought you said that already.
No.
You just said you didn't have the marrow to suck.
Oh, maybe I did,
yeah. Energy to suck the marrow.
Whatever.
Games. Details. Who's going to rewind at this point? Listen, I just want to shout out to our listeners who may still be out there in the War Machine and Hordes Facebook community. And I know I'm a bad person to be saying this, but the whole Gobber faction thing discussion is like... It's entertaining me so much. I'm a terrible person. That's
so
all.
What's going on, and why does it entertain you?
Just on the general chat or whatever you call that Facebook group.
War Machine General.
Yeah, they just They just keep talking about, hey, can we have a gobber faction, or how about a gobber faction? And like, it's just stupid. Somebody even sketched up a gobber heavy war jack that
was that picture's actually pretty amazing.
So amazing.
The truth is that it's taken over a lot of the groups. Like,
has it?
Oh yeah, Scorn Memes, for example, is all about the gobber faction too right now. So.
So I'm sure it's terrible, and I'm sorry for those who are irritated by it, but lands almighty, it just makes me giggle. Not to mention, I would totally be the guy that would be playing a gobber faction, since it would be nothing but RNG, right? It would be like roll for everything.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I assume.
As long as it could be like Hades and you could get random combos that were OP and random combos that were awful, I'd probably be okay with it.
You'd be on board.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have, this is going to be a lot to cover this episode.
Oh, we got to get to work. I'm sorry. Let's go.
Real quick, I'm going to give my quick Games Workshop update. I was notified by them that instead of having like new releases every week, they're going to switch to doing them every other week. And so I asked and we just had like the new Death Guard release, and you know they have a lot of cool things, sculpts, etc. And we were capped at like times five on the new minis. And so I asked my sales rep, cool, so you know you're going to new releases every other week, are the caps going to be not so much of an issue? And he's like, they'll probably still be a problem. So. So yeah, and end of the month, we have Isaiah the Dread Harvester and the Defiled Archon for Grimkin Hordes, and the Inhumans release next month. We already have Angela and the Enchantress and She-Hulk for Crisis Protocol, and then there is Death Guard stuff sort of, but one other thing, the out-of-stock notification system is working properly now, and so if there's a Death Guard item that you didn't get yet, sign up for an email, and you'll be the first to know when it's back in stock.
You know, fantasy names for characters are so cool. I want to be known as, like, Trevor the Rage Inducer or something.
Self-Rage Inducer.
I mean, they just have really cool names. That's what we should be naming our friends and stuff.
Okay. From henceforth, I shall call you Mr. Berater.
We'll call Jay, the friendly local game store destroyer.
Yeah, that's the problem. Most of our internet handles were created by us when we were 11 years old. So.
Okay, so we are starting a bracket challenge. Josh,
Geek March Madness.
Yeah.
I'm Josh, sorry. Please call it by its appropriate title. Insert reverb here, editor. The 2021 Galactic Geek Championship.
Okay. Explain what we're doing.
Okay. So this is a 64. This is what I don't know
entry
what to call it.
Bracket.
Yeah. 64 entry bracket. These are going to be Death entities match that we have not yet defined yet, which we're going to define here in just a moment. But they are things that are going to be voted on by you, the listener, and by other fans, and by honestly whoever wants to. I'm sure we'll get random people who didn't even know that we're a podcast will be voting on it. But there will be a 64 team bracket. We will vote on the greatest geek things of all time, and there will be one champion, which will probably be something that no one likes. Because that's the way these things work. So on the show, we will be talking about the various matchups of the week, and then you'll be able to vote for those matchups on our Facebook page, on Twitter, and also in Discord. And the Discord people will get multiple votes because they're special to us. The different divisions are going to be broke down into, there's going to be two categories, and these are sort of the things that we talk about on the show anyway, but they're going to be broke down into divisions based on kind of similarities. So the first division, and the one we're going to talk about today, after we sort of define the rules, is movies and TV. Okay. And then the next one, books and comics. The one after that is video and board games. And the last one is RPGs and miniature games. And that is tabletop RPGs, not necessarily video game RPGs.
So, remind me, The voting is going to occur after I have a chance to defend my amazing competitor, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, first we're gonna have to come up with which 16 we're gonna put in the bracket, which is what our discussion is gonna be about today. After we kind of define them, and we're each gonna do that for each division. So certainly, I have some written down that I guarantee won't end up in the top 16 of each of the divisions. We're also gonna try to have to rank them from 1 to 16 so they can be seeded, because you want number 1 should be faced off against number 16 in the first round. Number 2 should be faced off against number 15, etc.
In other words, that will be part of our initial discussion of a bracket, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to give kind of a rough ranking of the 16 we decide upon after we've decided upon those.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, the ranking might be the bonus episode after we decide the 16. We're going to have to discuss how they rank.
The seeding.
In our opinion. Now, I'm going to say before we even start this, and I'm going to have to restate this throughout the series, the things that we have chosen or the things that we'll end up choosing are based upon the three hosts' proclivities, which means there are going to be things that you love as a geek that are going to get left out.
I didn't know I had proclivities. Wow.
You do. Yeah, there are things that we're not going to talk about. There's going to be your favorite anime, and it's not even going to be on the list. But these are things that we're going to pick, and that means that some things are just not going to make it.
So you would think, dear listener, that we would have like clearly established the ground rules of how we're going to proceed.
Oh, hell no.
And you would be wrong. And so we need to ask something
look,
out.
I'm proud of myself for having 16 things in the 4 different brackets. Okay. So.
That's fair. I'm not there yet. Okay. I have like 32 on this, maybe more on this one.
Holy Moses.
Okay. So
I picked my 16 though.
So we are. What I want to do is define what makes up an entity on the Galactic Geekery Championship.
I have very strong opinions on this.
Okay, but hold on. Let me explain what the possibilities, the range of possibilities. Let's say I choose Star Wars as one, which is going to be on here. The truth is it might be on here multiple times, and that's where I think the definition needs to happen, because there are Star Wars movies and TV shows, there are Star Wars books and comics, there are Star Wars video games and board games, there are Star Wars RPGs, and there are Star Wars miniatures. Now, if I look at my thing right now, I have multiple on here that are Star Wars based. Same. So my problem is that I want to define, like, when I put forward something for movies, I want to say the Star Wars original trilogy, and I want it to be based, the grade, based upon that and only that.
So here's what I believe the solution should be. So I think that within a bracket of 16, that a intellectual property should only have one entry. So you could have, like, a Star Wars entry in the movies and TV, and also one in video games, because that's a different set of 16. I also personally think that you should, like, it should not be the MCU as an ensemble. I think that we should be forced to pick whatever MCU movie we believe is
to represent.
Yes.
So wait, you're saying that I can choose Star Wars and have all the Star Wars movies and all the Star Wars series, but I can't do that with the MCU?
No, I'm saying with Star Wars,
I would have to say The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
But could I say The Empire Strikes Back and also The Mandalorian, or do I have to choose between those two?
See, no, here's
I'm fine having to choose. I just want to make sure.
No, here's the problem. Then we're gonna have to reconvene next week, because everything I've put on all 64 of mine are geek properties, not individual things.
In the RPGs, I don't have one book.
I have Dungeons and Dragons. I have MCU in the movies.
Okay, well, we're doing TV and movies today, and as a melding of the minds, we're going to pick for the MCU which movie we want to represent it.
No. This is going to be the MCU as a whole. It's going to be Star Wars movies and TVs as a whole, meaning that you've got to grade the good and the bad.
I don't know. I like the single champion approach. I mean, I won't lie. I had the whole series written down myself also.
But right, the issue. So, okay, we put Star Wars as number one in this bracket. And granted, this will be true likely with Empire Strikes Back or whatever we would end up picking. But it's just going to march its way merrily down the bracket and win everything.
I don't believe that that's true.
Well, you're wrong.
I think that
that's
what
the
you
point
did
of the 2021 Galactic Geek Championship is to prove who is wrong.
You might get that if you were to throw in just a single movie and say, this is the movie I'm judging it against. I'm not. I'm throwing in the Christmas special. I'm throwing in everything. If I'm going to throw Star Wars in here, it's going to be everything.
Josh, what is your vote? Take your tie with me.
Did Trevor already try to make an alliance with me? I need to know before I decide if I'm stabbing him in the back or not.
Wait. Let's talk about some of these. The problem is, so when I go to books and comics, are you telling me I have to have one issue of Batman? I thought this was a properties discussion. We're going about all the different properties, not an individual thing, because certainly there is not a single issue of Batman that's going to hold up to a single episode of Star Wars movie or even the Lord of the Rings, because they're different volumes. That's why I'm saying let's talk about them as a property. I'm willing to say, okay, you can define your property and say, I want Star Wars, the original trilogy. But I don't think we define it down to a single movie or a single thing. Although I do have a single movie on my list, but it is a property, and you'll see when I say it.
So you're saying I could say, whatever, Star Wars represented by Empire Strikes Back, and that would satisfy what you're trying? I mean, because I understand your comic book question, and I have two of them that I didn't define a single series or run, but I could easily. You know what I mean?
I think it's fine for comics to be a little bit different as well.
Loosey-goosey, you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, the problem exists in all of the... You go to all the others, and we start talking about things like Warhammer 40K. How am I going to define that as a single entity? Shadowrun? I mean, they are a property. They encompass a large thing. Star Wars is a property. I feel like we have to judge it from a properties, not from individual items.
I wish the listeners were here right now so they could vote, so I could just do their will.
It's the Galactic Geekery Championship, Josh. You've always wanted to battle Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Yeah, but I do. I mean, here's the thing. I want a champion called out, like the way – that's what I'm saying. I do like. I really do like the idea of there being an individual show or movie that represents whichever property you're talking about.
Okay, so which property represents Pathfinder?
I'm talking about in movies and TVs like James.
This isn't
about
a movie bracket. It is a property bracket. It covers all four of these things.
The Pathfinder 2nd Edition core rulebook.
Jeez, that's awful. If that's what you guys want to do, then I'm sorry I signed up for this, because that's literally awful. I don't want to pick a single Dresden Files book to be my property. I want the Dresden Files.
That would be awful to have to say, like, Changes represents the Dresden Files, or the Wrath of Khan represents Star Trek, or...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why can't we... I mean, I understand.
Because it doesn't work. Which Legend of Zelda are you going to pick, Josh?
Breath of the Wild.
Okay, well, that one was an easy one.
Give me a hard one. I want to play this game now.
What thing are you going to pick from War Machine and Hordes?
Oh, I mean, the minions faction, clearly.
That's not a single entity.
I will admit that it works a little bit better with movies, because, for example, like on my list of 16 here, I have the Game of Thrones TV series. And
listen, if we
there is probably a TV episode I can think of that I like the best out of that series, but.
I would agree with you if we were doing a top 64 of movies. We could do 64 movies. That would be great. Those would be geek movies. But that's not what we're doing. We're doing properties.
Jay, I feel him swaying me.
I mean, it's fine. Jay, we can
I'm ready to discuss things.
The universal Star Wars bracket.
Like I said, I was willing to let you narrow it down to a subset of a property, but I didn't feel like you can do a single movie. I think you can do, for example, Star Trek The Next Generation. You could say, that's my property. The Star Trek motion pictures, you can make that your property. I was more than willing to say we could have Star Wars the Original Trilogy and The Mandalorian in the same bracket.
Oh, but I don't want that.
But I don't want a single entity from those things. I don't want to have to pick an episode of The X-Files and say that's my thing that I'm throwing up, or even a single season, because I like to judge it on its whole. This is the Galactic Geekery Championship. It can't have a single entity. It's got to be they're fighting as teams.
Man, some properties are going to be in bad shape.
I admit that there's going to be some properties that are going to be in the 16th seed and they're going to get kicked out right away.
Sad.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, Josh. This is a bracket.
Jay, have your strong feelings altered at all?
I mean,
look, I'm not going to lie. All I want to do is get to the point where I start saying my properties.
Okay. It's fine.
You've lost this round, Jay.
That's all right. That's the only round he's going to lose, probably.
So wait, did we finish defining the rules then?
Yeah, well, sure. I said your words.
Okay, so now we got to come up with 16 that we feel like are the top 16 movie and TV properties.
Here's the thing that brings great sorrow to my soul about the way that we are going to do this. So like, for example, one of the movies that is on my list is the movie Arrival. Arrival is an amazing movie, but when you compare it to like a franchise of MCU movies that's like 22 long, it's going to get the shit kicked out of it. But if you compare it to like Endgame or any single movie in the MCU,
it has a fighting chance.
It's a better movie.
It's not even on my list.
Well, that's I know, because you had to waste lots on Firefly.
Firefly is on my list, yes.
I know.
I feel bad, Jay, because I want to support your Arrival choice, but I have Firefly on.
I know I'm being outvoted on Firefly. Whatever. I've come to peace with it coming into this bracket.
But I'm saying I would totally vote for Arrival.
Right?
Look, but okay, like I know that all I do. I know that all I do is vacillate. That would be my cool fantasy name that Trevor wants me to have. Josh the Vacillator.
All I'm saying is this is not going to be like the Galactic Geekery bracket. It's going to be the Galactic Franchise Geekery bracket.
I guess that's fine. I mean, because when you come to these other ones,
I have individual movies on here too. Like,
yeah, well, that's fine. We'll just kicked out.
So do I, and I think that my individual movie won't get the crap kicked out of it.
Okay, but what I was going to say is, this is what I started vacillating on: is won't this make some of the discussion on the individual podcasts a little more interesting? I guess heated when I'm like, dear voter, you know, turn against the mighty juggernaut and support that movie that the guy who's making Dune did.
I don't think Arrival is going to be in our top six. Well, I like it. I think it's a great movie, but I don't think it makes it. You don't have geeks quoting it. You don't have geeks. It is not.
It was too pure for this world.
That's think probably you're right, true. Jay. It probably was too pure for this world. But see, when you're defending it in the bracket, you can make an appeal, you know?
Okay. It's whatever. I'll come to peace with this. Here are my also runs for real quick. And it's a fairly long list.
What is an also run?
Ones who
like
didn't
this
make is my
like honorable mention kind of?
Yeah, these are honorable mentions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tron Legacy, A Quiet Place, Doctor Who. I've never watched Doctor Who, so
Hey, no, let's negotiate, Jay. Move A Quiet Place out of your also runs, and I'll put something else into my also runs and move Arrival out of my
list here,
also
Josh. Run. We need to keep going.
All right, fine, carry on.
Doctor Who, Batman cartoon. I've never watched the Batman cartoons.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Walking Dead, Westworld, Ghost in the Shell, Akira, the Harry Potter movies, Ghostbuster, The Martian, Princess Bride, 28 Days Later, Black Mirror, Firefly, Buffy, Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Sherlock, Princess Mononoke, and Umbrella Academy.
Wait, you're saying that the Harry Potter movies do not make it into your top 16?
The Harry Potter movies are dead in the Larson household.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. Like Brian I get it. Brian has said that he will never again watch those movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I actually have never watched them.
So let's
I watched a little bit of the first one and I didn't like it.
The first one's okay. They get better.
Okay.
Let's focus on one of the ones that Jay said, because I think it's going to cause a little bit of an uproar if we don't include it. And I think that probably none of the three of us are big fans of it. And that is Doctor Who.
Oh,
yeah.
I am a major fan of the few episodes of it that I've watched. But yeah, I don't feel like I've exposed myself to it enough to be able to represent it well, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's kind of a quintessentially geek show. And it's kind of shameful that we...
I mean, you had it in the honorable mentions. Good for you, Jay.
I have it on my top 16, but mostly because I'm paying homage to those who do love it. I don't love it. I'm sure there's probably a season I do like.
Man, you've seen the episode Blink, though, right?
I don't
know. With the Weeping Angels? It's like one of the first ones that the Weeping Angels is in.
Probably not, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that one's amazing.
Nothing of what you're saying is
making that's some of the sense. Greatest television I've ever watched. But that's like kind of the extent of my Doctor Who exposure. Maybe one or two other episodes. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've probably seen two or three episodes tops, and I hated all of them.
Brutal. Wait, and you put it on your list?
I realize how big of a geek property it is. Again, I said this is, to me, it was properties. And I looked at it and I said, I can't have a top 16 of movies and TV and geekdom and not have.
See, how can you see again? The franchises strike again. How can you have a rival on your list if you have this Doctor Who
franchise? I don't have a rival on my list. And I don't think it belongs there.
Do either of you have any other also rans that you wish to go over?
I didn't actually make also rans in movies and TV.
Okay,
I know that's shocking.
I didn't create it. I didn't create a top 16. I just listed a bunch of things, figuring that we would have to negotiate which 16 make it onto the list.
Mm.
So let's get some easy ones out of the way then.
Okay, easy ones.
Okay, Star Wars.
Okay.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings Trilogy.
Okay. Those are all on my list.
Hold on a minute.
Wait, what?
Oh my god.
I forgot it. You are kicked off the show, Josh.
I was doing a lot more individual movies.
Okay.
I haven't watched it. You know what? Here's my defense. The Desolation of Smog. That's my defense, okay? I watched those, and they ruined it for me.
Whoa. Those are not part of this. This is the Lord of the Rings trilogy. It has nothing to do with whatever you just mentioned.
Yes.
It got in my brain, and it talked fancy to me.
Okay, so far, did I say Game of Thrones?
You didn't say Game of Thrones.
You have not said Game of Thrones yet.
I didn't yet because I wasn't sure if we're going to have unanimity on that one.
I mean, so here's the thing. I have Game of Thrones. This is part of the discussion, I guess. I have Game of Thrones, but I have it listed in books and comics. I actually don't have it here, and I didn't duplicate it.
I think it's a better TV show.
Really?
Oh, you do?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and also, like, it's going to have an ending, which the books won't, so.
Oh, you little thing. Anyway.
Okay.
I think we should discuss that one. I'm not going to throw it in the top
16. Yes. Like I said, it's not unanimous. So Star Wars, Marvel Cinematic Universe, Lord of the Rings, Star Trek, Stranger Things.
Yes, I would put it in the top 16.
Okay, I left it out, but that's fine.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Episode Exodus. If I were choosing my champion, it would be Exodus.
The Nolan Batman movies.
Nope, I didn't put those in.
I actually didn't either, mostly because I feel like the Batman is probably better spent in comics.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I'm willing to discuss that one.
Okay. I think those are...
I mean, honestly, I would put Batman the Animated Series in before I would put the Nolan Batman movies, and you know I love the Nolan Batman movies.
I'm going to throw out...
These are the only ones I think are probably going to be unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me throw out a few others. These aren't going to be unanimous. I don't think so. But here's one that I think definitely deserves consideration in the top 16. And it's one that is just a single movie. And it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
I guess. Because it gets quoted a lot by old people at this point?
Not by old people. It gets quoted by young people, too. You should sit around my daughter for a little while. She's
really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It is. I know it felt like it was our generation, but I don't think so. I think it is held up through multiple generations.
My biggest, like, I didn't put that on my list mainly because it doesn't really feel
geeky
to me.
What? You guys are telling me that Monty Python and the Holy Grail is not geeky?
Yeah, it's comedy, not geeky. There's a lot of properties I would vote for ahead of Monty Python. I'm not going to lie.
You guys are killing me.
I love this. Okay, I love this game so much. Are we doing this again next year?
We'll see how well it goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Real quick, here's the ones that I didn't think were going to have unanimous consent.
Wait,
from
I thought
the
you
rest of my list.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying the ones that do not. Here's the rest of my list, basically.
Do I need to be writing these down?
I'm keeping track of a lot of this.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So Game of Thrones, The Matrix, the Alien franchise, Gattaca, Blade Runner.
Gets my vote. Am I supposed to be saying if these get my vote or what?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right.
The Incredibles, Arrival, Into the Spider-Verse, and Mad Max Fury Road, I guess Mad Max franchise with.
Oh my gosh, I am so ashamed that I don't have Into the Spider-Verse written here.
You should be.
No, like, I am more ashamed of that than LOTR. I mean, I have Spider-Man in the comics.
I have Spider-Man in comics as well, but I don't have Spider-Man
Into the
here.
Spider-Verse was so good.
Into the Spider-Verse is a perfect movie.
It is the greatest representation of Spider-Man.
To me, I agree, but to me, it is part of the Spider-Man comic franchise.
No, yeah, okay. I see what you're doing there, but anyway, okay, that's a good one, Jay. I'm willing to consider that one.
It's a movie. It's one of the best geek movies.
We're not discussing movies. We're discussing franchises.
Oh, my God.
Wait, just so I remember, though, we are doing divisions, right? Like.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you guys can start saying your incorrect answers.
Okay, well, we'll start with our first incorrect answer, because I know both Josh and I agree Firefly is on this list.
Yes, okay. That is on my list. I will probably be willing to give it up for Into the Spider-Verse, but not Monty Python.
Okay, so let me just go down through some of the ones that I wrote down, and these, again, are more franchise-oriented than specific products within the franchise.
Okay.
So Stargate, Harry Potter.
Interesting.
Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, The Matrix I have as well, Supernatural, X-Files, Mystery Science Theater 3000. The Arrowverse, I'm going to include all of it kind of together. I had Mad Max on here, Babylon 5, Cowboy Bebop.
Wait, so does the Arrowverse include Flash?
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Okay.
And I had two. I only had two on here that were all by themselves, and that was Army of Darkness and Monty Python and the Holy Grail. But I'm willing to throw in the greater Evil Dead series as part of Army of Darkness.
Okay, Josh?
Am I supposed to just read my random ones that nobody has said yet now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, read your...
Sure.
Pacific Rim. I'll include the entire franchise if I need to.
You do.
As it gets brought down by the rest of the movies.
Dang it. Other movie. I had A Quiet Place also. Except that was in your honorable mentions, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Live, Die, Repeat, which I guess...
It's not a
franchise,
so it's just going to get kicked to the curb.
That's not true. It is a franchise.
What franchise is it?
He's going to say
it has its own comic. It started as a comic.
Is it the Tom Cruise franchise?
No. Never mind.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying, though. It was a manga first, right?
Yes.
All right. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I'm probably the only one defending, because I don't think you guys have watched it, have you?
I tried a couple of times. It just never...
I have Gattaca. I have The Expanse, which I would be willing to defend it in the TV division or the book division.
I mean, I feel like those are different things. You can defend them both if you would like.
Okay. I have Dune. Same thing. I would defend the movie or the books. And yes, I am talking about the movie where Patrick Swayze first came to my attention. I mean, not Swayze, Stewart.
I am not going to defend that movie. I'm sorry.
No.
When we get to the books, I'll defend the book as being iconic, but I will not defend the movie. Sorry.
Man, I love that movie. I have Mandalorian separate, so I guess I'm not supposed to do that.
No, I'm saying we can. I just don't want. I want to talk about them as a group. if you want to set, I think it is iconic enough that you could put it on its own.
Interesting. Okay. I have Ghostbusters.
I missed that one. I'm sorry. I should.
Oh, good. See, Josh can get some that other.
That was on my honorable mention.
I have Lady Hawk and I have Willow. You guys never seen Lady Hawk with Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, that was like.
No, I've actually never seen it.
Oh my gosh, you would love it. Like, you gotta see it. How have you not seen it?
How have you not seen the sweet cross of disco music and high fantasy?
Yes, 100%. What Jay just said.
I don't know, apparently. I will tell you that the cover of it never really... the cover of the like VHS cassette... The
movie, yeah. You gotta watch it, dude. I'm not even lying.
Would not have interested me when I walked into, whatever movie rental place existed before Blockbuster, back when I was that age, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so currently we have 6 that we're unanimous on, is that correct?
Which is Star Wars, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica, MCU, LOTR, and Stranger Things,
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with you guys so that I can, because I'm the one that's going to have to put this bracket together.
Dude,
so.
I appreciate you being willing to be the treasurer, or whatever, okay. this role is.
We're going Star Wars the entire thing.
Per your direction, yes, that's what we're doing.
I'm saying you could say Star Wars original trilogy.
I think it has to, if you're doing the franchise, it's got to defend its whole self.
And you're saying Star Trek, the entire thing. Because what I had listed down was The Next Generation, because I'm actually not a big fan of a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, I had listed down Wrath of Khan, but here we are.
Well, that's what I would have also okay, listed Wrath of Khan also.
Okay, so we have Star Trek, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, MCU, Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica.
Firefly didn't get unanimous.
Yeah, we're
no,
not.
It's totally unanimous.
No.
There is no way it's not in the top 16,
Jay. I mean,
I will throw Game of Thrones in there. I'm fine with that too. I will make that concession.
Listen,
Game of Thrones and Firefly.
We can move on from Firefly and have it in there because I don't need to fight this lost battle. It's fine.
Because you're a bigger person, right, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, so at this point we now have 8.
Which so one? Oh, did because you said more. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game
okay,
of Thrones.
Okay, so I'm gonna read to you the ones that I happened to mark down that got 2 strong votes. Back to the Future.
Okay.
Really? That was one of yours though, wasn't it, Jay?
No.
Keep going. I'll mark those down as 2 strong votes, and we'll come back and discuss them.
Did you vote for Josh?
I did. Yeah, I voted for Back to the Future.
Okay.
The Matrix is another one I know that got 2 strong votes for me and Jay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Gattaca, but maybe that was because I'm on your also red.
At this point, I might as well withdraw my vote for Gattaca and Arrival because they're just going to get like curb stomped.
Man, but I want them to have been represented at least, Jay.
Well, you shouldn't have caved to Trevor when it came to rules.
Oh, jeez.
He talked fancy to me.
What else, Josh?
Firefly has 2.
Yeah.
A Quiet Place. I said that it has 2, but only because Jay has it on its also-rans. Okay, no. then I guess not.
Let me throw out a few, or see what you guys think of them. So, did you already say The Matrix?
Yes.
I did.
And even though the only version of that I've watched is The Animatrix, I don't see how you don't put it in this division slash bracket.
Can I just mention something, Josh?
Yes.
The base film is one of the, it is the poster child for a film that should have been rated PG-13. And
that's true.
for reasons I cannot explain, I think they probably wanted it to be rated R, so they asked them for the R rating.
Oh, really?
There's not a single F word in it. There's no blood. It is pretty easy, pretty tame for a PG-13.
You don't think it's the fetish leather that does it?
It might be the themes. I don't know.
I don't think so. I let my daughter, my 14-year-old, watch it, and it's honestly one of the tamer movies she's seen in the PG-13 category. It blows me away that it's R. Anyway, I'll just throw that out there. I'm not trying to convince you to watch it, but I'm just saying that I would not feel even the least bit sad about telling you you should go watch it and have you watch it. I wouldn't even feel guilty.
Right. I love it. Here's another one I think should get kept is but I only heard Jay say it. I thought it feels like the Aliens franchise should be in the.
That's what I was going to say. Like, what are we even doing if the Alien franchise is not on this list?
Yeah, I agree. But I mean, doesn't that also mean you're sucking Prometheus in there with it?
I like Prometheus. So.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
Anyway, that was one that when Jay said it, I was like, I'm an idiot. I actually can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's one that I probably overlooked again because it's just not one that I've watched.
So I'm willing to make that concession and say, let's throw Alien in.
Okay.
Let me throw out another one that I said that I don't think you guys did. The Incredibles. I know you guys are all big fans of it. Is it falling into the not geeky enough category or?
Yeah, that's kind of my impression. I love The Incredibles. It just doesn't feel like a geek property to me.
Which is
kind of funny that it's superheroes. Like, yeah, it's basically the first good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, it's tamed for general audiences, is what I would say.
That's fine. I can remove it from my list. Let me do another one.
I feel like we're gonna rename this bracket to the Jay Kills His Darlings bracket.
Yeah, well. What about Blade Runner?
I feel like it's not a strong enough franchise.
You do both of the movies, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no help there, Jay. I suck because all I've done is read the book.
Which is not that great, to be fair, in comparison.
I liked it. I mean, I guess it's only a short story, really. But
yeah. So I felt like I'm going to throw Harry Potter in there as one of the ones that we need to discuss with the potentials along with Back to the Future. Because I'm ready to kind of defend it, even though I'm really not that big of a Harry Potter fan.
I'm not gonna lie, I have little interest in discussing it. So long ago, and like
it will get my vote in the book section, and I actually do think the movies are really good. But I don't know. I don't think I want. I vote for not having double representation of it.
Oh yeah, well that's a fair point.
I mean, there's gonna be a lot of things that are gonna get double representation. I'm going to argue pretty hard against X-Wing and the miniatures thing.
Really?
Yeah, it is one of the biggest miniature games of the last decade. If it's not on the list, the thing is that we're going to get X-Wing.
I thought you said you can argue against it. No.
For it. Okay. I'm going to argue for it.
That's fine.
I'm like, yeah. That's so.
And you're saying that feels like a double representation of Star Wars.
No, I'm saying that is an example of double. There's going to be multiple examples of double representation.
Right, but so my point is, like, you're telling me not to put Dune in the movies and TV category, but we should consider it in the books. Isn't that the same discussion we're about to have with Harry Potter? Yeah. I'm not interested in talking about it in the movies.
Okay.
Partly because I wouldn't even have a good opinion, but I would certainly be able to talk about it in the books and what a whiny main character it has.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
Caillou the series?
I wasn't trying to push for it. I'm saying we need... Some of these are ones we're going to have to discuss because
Josh and I have struck it out. It's gone.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we're done. We're moving on. There's lots of other good things. Like, listen, if it comes down to whether or not it should be Into the Spider-Verse or Harry Potter, I will die on this hill and it needs to be Into the Spider-Verse.
I will help build that hill.
Oh, whatever.
No wonder geeks like to argue so much.
Okay, so we're still short by quite a few.
How many?
We have 10. We're short by 6.
So what about Ghostbusters?
Can we discuss some of these others that you guys are like skipping over, like X-Files or Stargate? Or
I've never watched Stargate, so I have very little interest in it. X-Files, I mean, I love that property. And yeah, it is probably geeky, but it's more like... It's more like
it's
horror.
Probably
than,
geeky.
It's more horror than, you know what I mean? I don't.
You're letting an alien in, and you're like, "Well, X-Files is more horror than blah blah blah."
Listen, I don't have to justify myself. I'm not putting Doctor Who in either, so I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't have any attachment to either Stargate or X-Files.
Listen, if X-Files getting in means that Pacific Rim gets in, I'm on board.
What?
I was just trying to pick one of mine that nobody else was picking.
All right, let's.
I would take Revival before I would take X-Files.
Let's talk about a different one then.
Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah. Jay and I both mentioned it.
Yeah, I feel you like probably have it.
There's a lot about it that is defined the way we view post-apocalyptic as a genre.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right. Yes, I will not stand in the way of Mad Max.
Okay, so can you read the list of what we have so far, Trevor?
Sure. Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, the MCU, Star Trek, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Stranger Things, Mad Max, Game of Thrones, and Alien, the Alien franchise.
So, Trevor, you're not even going to push for Willow at all? Aren't they doing a remake?
No, they're not doing a remake. They're doing a Willow series or a
TV
Willow
series.
Two. Yeah.
Honestly,
I love Willow. I just don't feel like I don't feel like if you throw it up against what I've... Even some of the other things, like X-Files, I just don't feel like the body of work is there. So if you came to me 2 years down the road and said, you know, can we include Willow and the series turns out to be great, then now I'm on board.
Hmm. Interesting.
You didn't say Blade Runner. Did we decide not to do Blade Runner? Is that correct?
We haven't really.
We decide we are. It's on the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would consider it on the bubble for sure.
Okay, so what?
Because we don't. What other cyberpunk representation do we have here? You know what I'm saying?
The Matrix.
Oh yeah. Bebop. Okay. That's fair. We got the Matrix.
There was another one that Jay mentioned that I think that we should consider, which is Ghost
in the
Shell.
Put together two brackets and then the listeners vote on which bracket they actually want to do.
Yeah.
No. So how many spots do we currently have?
Four, right? Six. Three, sir.
Left to fill out, sorry.
I show five. We need five more.
Okay.
Sorry. The way I've got Jay. This worked out, I have to go, every time you ask me, I have to go through and count all the ones I have highlighted.
I got you. Right, yeah. Jay, I'm ready for Into the Spider-Verse. Let's do it. Let's
go. Okay. It goes in the Spider-Man group. It's a single movie. There is no way I'm throwing it in here.
You know what? It's a single movie, and it is so good that it stands all on its own.
So, the single
perfect... How about the Spider-Man movies?
Boring.
Yeah, you said we can define it however we want. This is a perfect movie that would be brought down by the other Spider-Man movies that Into the Spider-Verse is amazing.
I don't disagree.
I have to pause. You guys keep going.
What about animated spider movies? Because then it's the only one, right? All right, fine. What else do you want to do? What are the others that you're proposing for the five spots?
I mean, I've proposed a bunch. We've sort of ignored some of them. Things like Jurassic Park and Mystery Science Theater 3000 and the Arrowverse, Babylon 5. Those are some of the ones that it feels like we're sort of missing.
I need
TV
to watch
series.
Babylon 5. Like,
I mean, let's... I'll be honest that some of these on these lists, I don't have a big dog in the fight because I haven't watched them that much. Some of the ones that I have seen, the TV series I've seen, some of them that I really loved, I realize they're not, they would never stand a chance against Lord of the Rings, for example. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't put them in there, does it?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about Ghostbusters again then.
Okay. I don't.
There's multiple Ghostbusters movies. There was also a Ghostbusters show. I mean,
there was a Ghostbusters Saturday morning cartoon. There's been Ghostbusters video games.
I guess I'm just saying, like, as far as the body of work comment that you made about Willow, which I understand that argument. I think it's a fair argument. Like, I don't feel like you can make that argument with Ghostbusters.
No, I'm not going to make that argument. I mean, I just don't feel like it's... I guess maybe I don't feel like it's geeky.
Oh.
Maybe it is.
I don't know, man. Come on, you and I have been to Comic Cons before. Like, that's pretty routinely cosplayed stuff.
I mean, I thought that this would be, some of these would be slam dunks. Like, I thought we'd be guaranteed to have Harry Potter in here and Stargate and other things like that. And to you guys, they're not even in there. So maybe I should be suggesting other things that I didn't even put on my list. Things like Attack on Titan or Farscape or, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that I love that I didn't put in my top 16 because I didn't feel like they were generally geeky enough. I thought we were looking for more general geek properties across the board.
Man, but the fact you're so careful in your consideration, I just basically fired a shotgun out of my brain.
The fact that we don't have Doctor Who on here right now is probably a slap in the face to, like, well, probably like 70% of the geeks out there.
Should we put it on because it might unseat Star Wars? Well, part of the problem with the Doctor Who thing, again, is there's nobody that's going to be able to defend it well in the episode when we talk about it, right? Like, other than maybe it would make me watch a few more episodes and ask my daughter, who is a Doctor Who fangirl, you know, more questions about it.
I mean, when has it ever stopped us before to talk about something we know absolutely nothing about?
Look, I made a 2021 resolution, okay? Just kidding. I did.
I'm going to throw a vote in for Doctor Who. I think it should be on the list.
I mean, of the properties that you were just naming, I'm okay.
I've bent your arm so far that you're like, all right, whatever.
Okay, here's another one I want to talk about. So wait, are you saying no Ghostbusters?
I could go with Ghostbusters.
All right, good. What about Live, Die, Repeat?
No.
Oh, is that like, okay, then just tell me this. What is the greater time travel movie than Live, Die, Repeat? Because you Terminator? Love time travel.
Terminator.
What is it?
You're going for a franchise? Terminator.
Wait, why is Terminator not on the list?
It's a good question. Terminator's on the list.
Okay, so can I just pretend that Live, Die, Repeat is a Terminator property when we talk about it?
Sure.
Okay, then that works for me. Because it's all about what works for me, of course. All right, so what are we down to? Three spots?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't thrown these on here. I've just
What
are we, I put them what in are we the,
waiting
I put
for
them
Jay
in
to come back and not veto us or something?
I mean,
the cat's away, Trevor. The mice got to play right now.
Well, then I'm throwing on X-Files and Harry Potter. And
I mean, I would rather do X-Files than Harry Potter. I thought we were Harry Potter in the books.
That's fine. I've already moved Harry Potter to the books, to be fair.
Okay. Now, of the ones that you got kind of outstanding there, like, is X-Files the one you want, or is there two others that you'd rather see?
Okay, so what we've got so far is Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, Doctor Who, MCU, Star Trek, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Stranger Things, Mad Max, Game of Thrones, and Alien. So that is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are four more. I have 5 listed in sort of maybes, and that's Back to the Future, which I think is probably a slam dunk.
Yes.
X-Files, Blade Runner, Ghostbusters, and Terminator are the ones that I've highlighted. I don't think Jay's going to agree with some of those.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly not going to agree with X-Files over Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I don't care about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I think that it's a fantastic movie. Hands down the best Spider-Man movie ever made. Maybe the best animated movie ever made. Maybe the best movie ever made. But that's not what we're talking about.
What? But it's also geeky. If it's maybe the best of all about. Those things. Like
none of those things are what we're talking about. None of those things. We're talking about franchises, and it is not a franchise. Spider-Man is the franchise. Spider-Man movies, that's a franchise. We can do that.
So you're saying the only way I can get into the Spider-Verse, into the bracket, is to say Spider-Man movies?
I mean, that doesn't put it in the bracket. That puts the Spider-Man movies into the bracket.
I know, but I'm saying it's...
You're trying to put a shoe into a glove competition.
Yeah, but isn't... Okay, but if I say Spider-Man movies, then it is a part of that... right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. So if I say Spider-Man movies, you're saying Spider-Man movies is a go? Or do I have to choose Spider-Man movies versus Spider-Man comics? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I think they could both be in. I think Spider-Man movies and Spider-Man comics can be in there. I'm not as big behind Spider-Man movies, I guess. I do like the original first two with Tobey Maguire, and I like, obviously, the new ones.
I love the one with Doc Ock. The Tobey Maguire Doc Ock one.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Super good. Okay, well then I mean whichever one you're going to take out, I say Spider-Man movies over any of those other ones you just were talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, since nobody's on board for Stargate, I'm just going to delete it, and I hate you guys.
I'm sorry that I just, like I said, I just can't represent it. So. You know,
I'm deleting Harry Potter from the list. I'm deleting Jurassic Park from the list.
Yes, amazing.
I'm deleting Supernatural from the list. My heart wasn't in that one anyway. I'm deleting Mystery Science Theater 3000 from the list. I'm deleting Arrowverse from the list.
That one stings a little, I'm not going to lie. But I'm only a Flash fan. If you had presented it as the Flashverse, you would have sold me.
Well, I mean, it's called the Arrowverse. That's why I'm presenting it as that.
I know. Okay, so what is that? So how many we got to fill still?
Okay. So I'm changing the order a little bit.
Is this how actual sports brackets happen?
Oh, yeah.
a bunch of like uninformed old men make decisions yes. that make little to no sense?
Yes. Okay. That is exactly how brackets are formed. White old guys making decisions for everybody.
Amazing. Okay.
Okay. So what I have listed here is Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, Doctor Who, MCU, Star Trek, Mad Max, Game of Thrones, Back to the Future, Alien, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Stranger Things. And we have three spots open that must be you want Spider-Man movies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Spider-Man movies. And they're leaving two spots open to split between X-Files, Blade Runner. Batman trilogy is also an option. Ghostbusters, Terminator.
Which ones did you guys slot in so far?
What decisions did we make without you, Jay?
Without you?
Yes. I want to know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we decided that the Doctor Who probably needed to go in, even if we couldn't necessarily defend it, but it's just that big of a thing.
Okay.
So, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, Doctor Who, the MCU, Star Trek, Mad Max, Game of Thrones. We decided to slot in Back to the Future. The Aliens franchise, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Stranger Things, and we decided to throw in the Spider-Man movies as a whole. So we have two spots left
open. It was the only way I could get Spider-Verse, Jay.
We have two slots left open. We have lots of different options. I've already thrown out Stargate, Harry Potter, Jurassic Park, Supernatural, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and the Arrowverse. Those are not part of our poll. The ones that are in the lead, I would say, are probably X-Files, Blade Runner, Ghostbusters, Terminator. But we also have some others that we haven't really talked about, like Cowboy Bebop, Babylon 5. It feels like we're doing it a disservice to not have at least one anime in here.
Doesn't Animatrix count? Send your hate mail to josh@chainattack.com.
I mean, it was good.
I mean, animes, that's like feels so hard for me to...
I mean... I can't believe that we're even contemplating doing a geek movie list and the Nolan Batman. Like, this blows my mind.
We can throw the Batman trilogy on there. I think we're all aboard on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Because I'm not an animal. I'm not a savage.
So now we have one last slot. Options include X-Files, Blade Runner, Ghostbusters, Terminator, Cowboy Bebop. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you still have an opportunity.
I mean, my vote is Blade Runner.
That's probably the right vote. I can't believe Ghostbusters isn't going to make the list, though.
I can't believe you guys are putting Batman over Terminator.
Well, it's way better.
Oh, you're talking about... Because that's part of the problem is the Terminator franchise is like gets itself brought down, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Interesting.
But there was a Terminator TV series, there's been Terminator books, Terminator games. There's a lot of things that are actually quite good about it.
And I'm more than willing to slot in Terminator in the place of Doctor Who or Back to the Future. Either one.
What? You don't like Back to the Future?
And honestly, it's been like 20 years since I've watched them, so.
Dude, they hold up. That's part of why I put them on the list.
Okay. Like, I'm not going to be offended at them being on there.
What was the other one you said you would kick off?
Doctor Who.
You're saying you would do Terminator and in place of Doctor Who?
I mean, I've watched Terminator. I have not watched Doctor Who.
Right, so. Right.
At this point, I have 16 listed on here. So at this point, unless there's something... Doctor Who is the one that we could potentially throw off. So Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Firefly, Doctor Who. The MCU, Star Trek, Mad Max, Game of Thrones, Back to the Future, Alien, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Stranger Things, Spider-Man movies, the Nolan Batman series, and Blade Runner.
Feels good.
All right.
Hold on, I'm pouring one out for Pacific Rim.
Do you, Trevor, can I tempt you with... Ghost in the Shell over Doctor Who?
Oh, hell yeah. I really don't have a lot of like love for Doctor Who. I'm only throwing it on here because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people out there that are angry that we don't put Doctor Who on here.
And that's fine. We can keep... And it's obvious that we're not like huge anime buffs, and so it's. I don't think we're going to catch as much.
Yeah, I mean, because the anime would be suggesting is like... Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I mean, part of the problem is that we've all seen different anime, but we don't have one
right.
joint one that we like. I mean, closest would be Cowboy Bebop.
Well, Attack on Titan. Like, you Attack and I have watched Attack on Titan. You yeah, and Jay Attack on watched Titan Cowboy Bebop.
Attack on Titan is my favorite anime. But it is so scatterbrained sometimes, I'm not even sure it belongs on here. Ghost in the Shell, especially the original movie, cartoon, anime. Sorry, I'm using words that will offend people. But it is a masterpiece in so many ways. So anyway, I would gladly throw Ghost in the Shell in there before Doctor Who. So Doctor Who's been removed.
Wow.
Send your hate mail to bitbucket@janetech.com.
All right. So we will get these sorted.
And we're going to seed them in the bonus episode. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, we are. We're going to discuss which one is the worst, and that will be number 16.
Oh my gosh. It's Star Wars.
That means Star Wars and Lord of the Rings will be faced off in round one. Ready for that?
I would love that, honestly. But
actually, probably Star Trek. We'll get to number two.
Right.
Might be Star Wars and Star Trek in round one.
All right. Well, let us know what you guys think. And we're sorry.
As you tell us how wrong we are, please keep the language tame.
Yeah.